Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in for a little fe-do-do at my house, Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see if in this next hour we can't help you tackle something around your house, home, castle, or cabin. For 30 years, we've been answering Arizona homeowners' questions about their homes. We take those questions, we codify them, and put them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, with the time-appropriate answer. So our website is like a encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership, and it's absolutely free to anyone that has a computer. Don't hesitate to use it and try and start any home improvement project there, because it is Arizona specific. It isn't generalized information on how to get things done on a home that may be located in the Midwest or the Southeast or Northwest or the Midwest. It is Arizona specific. We are every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com. Now, in this hour, we want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Let us know what you're trying to tackle. We'll see what we can't do to try and help you out. We do have an open line now. If you want to try and sneak in, it'd be a great time to make that you don't dial phones anymore, do you? Push those buttons, whatever. Speed dial 1-888-767-4348. Plug it into your speed dial. It's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We want to talk a little bit about an article we sent out in our email newsletter this week about opening up the insides of homes. The homes that were built in the 70s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, generally had every room isolated separately. In the 90s, late mid 80s, 90s, and going forward, we've opened the inside of the homes up. There are people that tell me there is a trend right now where they're starting to close those back off. But I have to tell you, as a remodeler, I have not seen that. No one has called me and said, come divide my big open family kitchen great room up into three separate spaces. Haven't got that phone call yet. So I haven't seen that trend. But if you're still in a home that's begging to be opened up, I'm going to talk y'all through here this hour on how you can do that, the things you need to consider to try and tackle that yourself. But we did promise to take calls as they came in. We have a call from Shima, who has a particular question about a home improvement project she's trying to tackle. Let's see if we can visit with Shima. Good morning, Shima. How can I help you?
Good morning, Rosie. I'd like to know if you could refer me to a company or someone that could soundproof the bathroom walls. I have two bathrooms that they faces the living room, one of the walls.
Okay.
And obviously there's no privacy.
And yeah. That's something you don't want to open up, right?
Right.
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
I did my research, but I unfortunately haven't found the company that it helps me. Some suggested to do tiles, all the walls, and I'm not sure if I would do that, but
okay.
It's something different than that.
Well, let me ask you a few more questions. You mentioned that the bathroom wall shares a living room wall, so there's only
yes.
And is, can you tell, Shima, is the plumbing in that wall or
no?
Okay, that's good. That helps us a little bit. Okay. In trying to stop sound, we have to ask mm-hmm. the sound wave to pass through as many different types of material as possible. And whoever told you that tiling that wall would help, that's a very good idea. I doubt that that wall is insulated. You can call several foam injection companies that can poke a little hole in the drywall and fill that empty cavity with foam. That will help a little bit. We've got to take a look at possibly weather stripping the door that goes into the bathroom with as well a threshold. And that threshold can be a disappearing spring-loaded threshold that goes into the bottom of the door. When the door closes, the spring actuator drops a rubber gasket down to the floor. We've got to stop the sound traveling through the air first. Then we've got to ask it to pass through as many different materials as possible. If we tile that wall, it will help a lot. It then has to pass through the tile, the thin set, the drywall. If we foam inject that wall, now it's got to pass through the foam. Then it has to pass through the other side of the drywall. Every time an acoustic wave has to transfer through a dissimilar material, it has to change frequency. Every time it changes frequency, it loses its energy. So the tile, the foam injection, and the weather stripping on the doors is going to be your best options, your best strategies. Another option would be, do you have a bath fan in that bath, an exhaust fan?
Yes.
Okay. The other option, this can be kind of hard to do, the other option is just go with a very high volume fan that will create a bit of white noise anytime anyone is in the bathroom using the bathroom. Those are going to be, the problem is that, you know, with technology over the last 30 years, everybody wants that bathroom fan to be quieter and quieter and quieter, removing more and more air. And so it's hard to buy a noisy one, but you can buy an inline 400 to 600 CFM fan, depending on how difficult that can be. It may or may not be an easier solution. But those are the tips I would tell you. The tile may be, a tile wainscoting may very well be a great place to start.
All right. Do you have a company that you prefer for foaming?
Where are you, Sean?
I am on west of Happy Valley, this area called Hudson Valley.
West of Happy Valley, your Happy Valley Road, how far west?
55th Avenue.
Okay. I would call Bram Flooring.
Oh.
They've got a showroom right there up in the Peoria area, and I would have them come out and give you a quote for applying tile to that wall.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for answering my call.
And then you've got a company called Thermal Advantage that could come out and foam inject the wall. And then you could use any handyman to come out and put the auto actuator on the door. And for that, I would tell you Handyman Connection or Freddie Wilshire, both handyman services that you can find on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Noise and acoustic is that's one of the tougher challenges. It is so pervasive.
When you said tile on the wall, you're talking about the interior wall in the bathroom, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you're going to ask the sound to echo off that hard surface, as opposed to it's going to be easier to bounce off it than it is to pass through it.
There's been many rock records recorded in bathrooms because the acoustics sound so good. It's a true story. Supertramp is a group that I remember. There's a saxophone part in one of their hit songs. It was recorded in a bathroom because the acoustics were perfect bouncing off the tile wall.
No, that's just one thing you're not going to learn anywhere else except right here at Rosie on the House. We've got Marty lining up. Marty, I'm going to ask you just to hold on for a couple minutes. We'll take your question. We do have an open line. If you're listening and you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. I want to just touch on the beginning steps of opening your house up. And the number one step that you would have to probably bring in an engineer or someone very experienced that you trust. We need to determine if the wall you want to open up is load-bearing or not. That's going to make all the difference in what work needs to be done. And I will tell you this, load-bearing is generally a vertical load. It's supporting the roof rafters, holding them up for the drywall that's on your ceiling. But there's another structural element to interior walls called shear walls. And we have to prove to ourselves that it's not a load-bearing wall or it's not a shear wall. We're just getting ready to start a kitchen remodel in Chandler that has very high ceilings with lots of glass. And something told my production manager, we better check that wall. I think it's a shear wall. And sure enough, when we got into the engineering of it, the wall the homeowner wanted to remove was a shear wall. And that takes all kind of special structural engineering solutions. So step one, let's find out if it's a load-bearing wall in a vertical scenario, holding up your rafters. And then we have to decide that it's not a shear wall. Once we've decided that, it's what we call a partition wall. And baby, it's really easy to open that up. And I'll take you through a few of those steps right after this short break. And we'll take Marty, who's calling from Mesa, who's got a swimming pool dilemma that we can solve. And we'll do all of that here at Rosie on the House, as well as take your call if you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348.